Nolte, complicit media failed to protect Lucy Flores from Joe Biden. By John Nolte on March 30, 2019. Former Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores was not just a victim of Joe Biden, but of the complicit media who deliberately looked the other way for decades. Serial young girl toucher, nickname stolen from Ace of Spades. Joe Biden denies the incident with Flores, but the whole world knows he has been caught countless times on video and in photographs behaving inappropriately not only with women, but with young girls, very young girls. But because Biden is a Democrat, and most especially because he was vice president to Barack the precious Obama, not only has he been allowed to continue his serial young girl touching rampage, the media have actually encouraged this behavior. Here's the tip of that iceberg. NBC News, photo of famously friendly Biden goes viral. Politico, Joe Biden, sex symbol? US News, here's Joe Biden being Joe Biden with Ash Carter's wife. CNN, Biden's shoulder squeeze lights up internet. BuzzFeed, Joe Biden got a little handsy with the new defense secretary's wife, we've reached peak Biden. In fact, the cover-up of Biden's behavior was so important to the media that New York Times reporter Nicole Perlroth called on Twitter to censor images of Biden's numerous hashtag MeToo moments. In the past 24 hours, a new alt-right fake news meme had emerged of Biden as predator. How will it Twitter handle? She screeched. And as proof of this alt-right conspiracy, Perlroth linked Richard Armand Mills, who was using images and video of Biden culled from a notoriously racist outlet known as C-SPAN. The dirty little secret is that for decades the media's reaction to Biden's hashtag MeTooary was this. Har, har, har. How quaint. How cute. Joe being Joe and we love Uncle Joe because Democrat. If you can keep your head from exploding, try to imagine the media's reaction if Vice President Mike Pence did this. But the media were so desperate to protect the Obama administration. Outlets like CNN and BuzzFeed didn't just ignore all of this inappropriate behavior. They encouraged it, excused it, laughed it off, pretended it was charming. All part of Awesome Joe's swinging mythology. And this is why Lucy Flores wasn't protected. Because in 2014, when Flores alleged Biden touched her inappropriately, she lived in a world created by the corporate media where it was not only okay for Biden to touch women, it actually boosted his cool factor. Lucy Flores wasn't protected because not one person in the media, not even one female person, had the moral courage to break from the herd, to say, this isn't right. Lucy Flores in her own words. Again, Biden denies this happened. No one is comparing Joe Biden to Harvey Weinstein. But as you will see in the links and video below, Biden has a real problem. And if what she claims happened did indeed happen, I don't blame Flores at all for being mortified. That's not an overreaction on her part. If someone did that to my wife, he'd wake up on his ass. And yes, it is an abuse of power on Biden's part. If he were a stagehand or a lighting guy or a reporter at the Flores event, he never would have done such a thing. But because he was a vice president protected by the complicit media. And here's the saddest truth of all. It would have been breathtakingly easy for the media to get Biden to stop this behavior. Behavior you know they all talked about in TSK-TSGate behind the scenes. One little news cycle would have saved heaven knows how many women from Uncle Joe's creepy young girl touching. But partisanship reigned, the media did nothing. And by doing nothing, became complicit in all of Biden's hashtag MeToo moments. And, my God, look at them all. Look at this. Oh, sure, the media will go after Biden now. But only because it suits their far-left agenda. Only because there is now political upside for their rancid identity politics crusade, and Biden's an old, white guy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.